Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
He wanted a job, Facebook said no, and now they just paid him $3 billion. Welcome to the Everyday Saturday Show, friend. My name's Sam Crowley, your host of the number one motivational entrepreneurial podcast on the planet. It is great to have you inside the Everyday Saturday community. Couple of quick things before we get started. Make sure you hit me up on Twitter, at Sam Crowley. Had another great tweet from a lovely lady who just quit her job. Awesome. Let me tell you something. Every time I get a tweet like this, an angel gets their wings. I'm sure of it. I know it to be true. A big shout out to Arabella Ruby who tweeted, I quit my job of 8 years to follow my dream of making every day Saturday. Thanks for helping me make that jump, at Sam Crowley. You can hit me up on Twitter as well. Share the good news, man. Let me know what's going on. I'll retweet it. We'll let everybody know what's going on your entrepreneurial journey. Another one from Adam Mate. Hi, Sam. Loving your work. After surviving a massive stroke at 12 years old, I'm happily following your motivation. I'm wanting to learn. Adam, that is awesome, man. It is great to have you inside the Everyday Saturday community as well. Let's hear your feel-good story. Let's hear your Saturday story. Let's get everybody fired up. Hey, got a great show for you today. Going to go about the next 15 to 20 minutes like we do every day. Make sure, if you have yet to go to everydayisaturday.com, head on over there, put in your name and email so we can stay in touch, motivate, inspire, empower you on your journey to Saturday. I'm always sharing some cool videos, audios, and just some great tips. If we're not connected on Facebook, go there, facebook.com/everydayisaturday. So, hey, a couple quick updates. Went to get a massage this morning, 7:30 a.m. for this bad back I've been having. I pulled too much weight a few weeks ago. I was doing lat pull-downs. I was doing shoulder presses. And, you know, I'll be 46 years old this June, and I get a little carried away. I'm always pushing myself, man. I don't care. I want to push as far as I can possibly push my mind, my body, my soul, my spirit, everything. I just think you ought to squeeze that last bit of toothpaste out of the tube of life. So I'm at the gym a few weeks ago, and I just did too much, man. I woke up the next day, and I just knew something happened. It's in my back shoulder blade, left shoulder blade. So I've been walking around with this pain. And so imagine this. Hey, check this out. My wife and I bought a Groupon to a chiropractor. I didn't know it was a chiropractor, but we bought a Groupon. This is funny. This is actually a wild story. I wasn't going to share this with you, but let's do it, okay? Buy a Groupon. I'm always on Groupon. Yeah, it's so cool. You know, you're always getting 50, 60, 70% off dinners, and this happened to be a massage. So the coupon expired, but they still let you use the value of the voucher. So we bought two massages for $70. Now I took both of those into my local chiropractor, and I was allowed to use the value of both of them, 70 towards a massage, which is 70. So it was free for one person. So I went in there specifically to help with this back issue to see if they could just loosen up the muscles. Lo and behold, I didn't put two and two together, but it's my old – I used to sell Yellow Page advertising here in Cincinnati. When I was rising up the corporate ladder, I was running the entire division here in Cincinnati, all of Cincinnati, in charge of their internet, Yellow Page, sales, admin, everything. So that was that $90 million worth of advertising that I referred to in the book and all the other stuff I talk about. So anyway – I used to handle a guy's advertising, Dr. Darren Mazzone. He's a chiropractor. Lo and behold, he lives right here in Loveland now, or he works, rather. He has an office right here in Loveland, about 2 miles from my house. That's where the Groupon was, the massage. So I roll on in there, and Darren comes out to greet me. We had a great conversation catching up. He's like, wow, I Googled your name. You're everywhere, man. Every day, Saturday. So we're He wanted to know. I mean, he had some questions. We were supposed to do a 15-minute consult. The way the Groupon works in his office is, because he's a chiropractic office, before you go in with the masseuse, you do a 15-minute consult with the chiropractor just to see, do you have any back pain, shoulder pain, what pain, whatever pain you're going into, is there anything they can help you out with? Which is a really cool way to get new clients, you know, put a Groupon out there for, you know, a $35 massage for an hour, get people in discussing, you know, what pain they have and see if you can help them out. So I thought that was really good. I was happy for Darren to be doing that with his advertising. But then I also gave him this advice, and I'm going to get to that $3 billion story about the guy that wanted a job and Facebook said, no, don't worry. It all works together with today's message of never giving up and staying in the game. So I tell Darren, you know what you got to do, man? You got a great personality. YouTube videos. You got to put some YouTube videos out there. They're free because he's paying an SEO company, and I don't know what he's paying them. Didn't ask, but I'm sure it's a good chunk of change to keep relevant in there for the keywords, Cincinnati chiropractor and things like that. I said podcast and YouTube videos, man. Podcasting and YouTube videos, because nobody in the chiropractic, I'm sure nobody in Ohio is doing that. It would be so cool to do a bunch of two-minute videos on just back pain, neck pain, however it can help you out, you know, and just stand there. I said, all you guys got these, you know, skeletons hanging around where you point to a bone or a muscle or around the neck and you do a little, you know, quick two-minute deal. Put some good personality into it. Have some fun. Just make sure the lighting's good. You don't need a great camera. Just let it rip, man. It's going to help automatically with your SEO rankings on the internet because Google owns YouTube. There's a billion videos, a billion hours of video watched every day. And it's going to crush it for you locally, especially because nobody's doing it. See, that's the whole thing about marketing and business. You got to think, what are people most afraid of in my niche? Well, if I were a doctor, a chiropractor, a dentist, things like that, I would be afraid of doing video. First of all, let's get a couple things clear. I would never be a doctor, a dentist, or anything like that because I've got 20 college credits. Most of them are gym and health class. So I'm kind of speaking hypothetically here, okay? Secondly, I would have no problem doing videos if I was any of those people because I'd love to speak. My wife says too much, and so do my kids, but I'm just saying, I'd love to do that stuff. So I wouldn't have a problem doing it, but most do, right? In the profession, you don't want to come across as some goofy, hokey dude or dudette that's, you know, doing this stuff. But if you want to be different and you still want to come across as, see, people feel comfortable doing business with other individuals who they like. That's really a key to who they like. You know, we all think of, I joke with my dentist all the time, Ben Case, if you're, I'm like, man, nobody wants to come see you. Imagine having a job where nobody wanted to come see you. You know, that's him. The number one suicide rate in the U.S. is dentists. Why? Well, they're bent over the entire time. They work upside down. You know, they got those little mirrors that are like an inch in diameter looking upside down, drilling to within a millimeter, even probably less than that, to exact locations inside the mouth, and nobody wants to come see you. They're all afraid of seeing you. So put all that together and you got the number one suicide rate in the U.S. So you got to have some fun. Enjoy what you do. So I was telling Darren, get some videos going, man. Fire up the lighting, get the camera, have some fun, attract people. The SEO will take care of itself. The thing is, people got to know you. You got a great personality. You're vibrant. They got to know who you are. They got to know that you care. That's great about the knowledge. And he's dropping these $10 words on me. And he's sharp, man. Real smart. But every chiropractor had to go to the same amount of school. What separates doctors and dentists and people in this professional area is the personality, the likability factor. All things being equal, why would I go someplace? Because I feel comfortable with that person. So that's the marketing advice I gave him, and that's the marketing advice I would give you. Get the video camera going. You know, forget about the looks and how you sound and how you feel and how you talk and all that stuff. Pretend you're at a coffee shop. I record this show every day like I'm sitting in Starbucks. I told you, this is life unscripted. No notes, no outline, no nothing. There never has been. I've never done a podcast with any notes in front of me. It just comes. I fire up the microphone. It comes from the heart to the mouth, right to you. And that's the only way I know how to live life, all right? Sure, it's gotten me in trouble, the ready, fire, aim approach, speak before you think type of thing. But that's who I am. I celebrate it. My mess is now my message. And you need to understand to turn your mess into a message. People don't want perfection. They want passion. Remember that. Okay? So that's the advice I gave. I thought if you, hey, by the way, the massage was good. The masseuse, it was an hour long. This lady was like into my back, and she's like, "Oh my God, you are tight. Your neck, you can't even move your neck." She goes, "How often you stretch?" I said, "What's that?" She goes, "You're lifting all that weight." I go, "I don't stretch really before or after." "Sorry, I know I got to." She goes, "That's crazy. Crazy." I go, "Yeah, I need to start doing some more of that." So I'm going to be stretching a lot. Not during the show, but I'll be stretching every single day. I got to get back to the gym, but I think I'm going to shift more towards high-intensity workout. We're moving into springtime here. I'm going to be outside more. I think I'm going to start doing some sprinting, some running, and even when I do lift weights, I think I'm going to drop the weight and go more towards higher reps, less weight. If you're a fitness freak out there, shoot me a tweet, at Sam Crowley on Twitter. Let me know what you think about that. High-intensity workouts. Give me your best links. Shoot them over. I want to see some videos. I want to see some articles. I want to get educated. Let's see. I'm at 200 pounds right now. My lowest I was in the last 2 years was about 180. Didn't like how I felt at all. I felt like a strong wind could blow me over. I'm looking to stay around 190, carved, chiseled, in great shape. And I want to do some gassers, man. I want to be able to run fast and just get after it in a big way. So all you health freaks out there, shoot me your best links and videos. I want to see them. So here we go. He wanted a job. Facebook said no. Now they just paid him $3 billion. This is the story of Brian Acton. Brian Acton was part owner of WhatsApp. WhatsApp. Well, let me just read you a story. I got this headline on Forbes, okay? So if you go to Forbes.com, it's the February 19th article. And it said, in the middle of 2009, Brian Acton was the software engineer that no one wanted to hire. Despite a dozen years of experience at Yahoo and Apple, he got turned down by two of the internet's brightest stars at the time. First, it was Twitter. They said no to him in May of 2009. Then Facebook rejected him in August of the same year. And those two snubs are looking like a pair of $3 billion mistakes. Here's why. When Acton couldn't find work at another big-name company, he took his chances on the startup route instead, teaming up with another Yahoo alum, John Coom, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, and they helped build WhatsApp, a Mountain View, California startup that's become the king of cloud-based messaging. WhatsApp is in the headlines this week because Facebook has agreed to buy the company for a stunning $16 billion in stock and cash. $16 billion in stock and cash, along with as much as $3 billion in restricted stock units for the founders. With at least a 20% stake in the company, Acton is headed towards a $3 billion net worth once the transaction closes. That rebound isn't just good news for him. It's certain to become a legendary story of hard luck, persistence, and vindication among job hunters worldwide. It's also likely to cause recruiters and hiring managers some anguish. Think about it. Hiring the right people is a chancy exercise, even in the best of circumstances. But nobody wants to be famous for letting another Brian Acton slip away. So that is so wild, isn't it? I mean, that is just crazy. Check out these tweets. This is from Brian Acton's Twitter account, May 23rd, 2009. I'm looking at his Twitter account right now. It's at Brian Acton. Got denied by Twitter HQ. That's okay. Would have been a long commute. And here's the other one. In August, just a few months later, 2009, Brian Acton's Twitter. Facebook turned me down. It was a great opportunity to connect with some fantastic people. Looking forward to life's next adventure. Isn't that awesome? Isn't that a wild story? I mean, he literally got turned down by two companies and then ends up selling his startup back to Facebook for $16 billion. Oh, I love it, man. I love it. That can be you. Now, not $16 billion. What if it was like $60,000, $600,000? It's never really about the money, you know? It's never really about the money, and I think Brian Acton would agree with that as well. I don't think Brian Acton, I don't know him. I couldn't pick him out of a lineup. But I'm just guessing, because you hear this story from a lot of these entrepreneurs, male and female, all around the world. When they get the money, it was kind of like the vindication, like the article talked about. It validates the fact that they made the right decision. They stuck with it. They were persistent. And they saw it through. They never got down, you know? But that doesn't change them. I'm sure, and I'm almost positive, that a guy like this is going to resurface again in another organization, trying to start another startup. That's what these guys do. That's the entrepreneurial gene, you know. If I were to sell every day is Saturday, I would go find something to do. What are you going to do every day? So that's the thing. People, this is a whole concept. We talked about the entrepreneurial mindset last week in a 6-part series. If you haven't listened to it, head on over to everydayissaturday.com and just get into the middle part of February and start listening to the Entrepreneurial Mindset series, 2014. It's really a great series talking about what it takes. This is what it takes. This is exactly what it takes. I wish this story would have happened last week, but would have filled it in that series. But this is what it takes. It takes that never say die attitude. And, you know, so what? You don't get hired at a job. You don't get hired here. When one door closes, I promise you, there's a bunch more that are opening if you just have the confidence in yourself that you can get this baby going. It ain't easy, man, but the journey is so awesome. So a guy like this is going to cash in for $3 billion. That's his 20% stake in the company, and that's cool. I doubt it's going to change him one iota. You know, takes the financial pressure off. I'm sure he can take a few more vacations, maybe go out to a restaurant and not order on the right side of the menu anymore, looking at the prices. But that doesn't matter. It's the person that you become along the way. That's his legacy now, selling WhatsApp. You know, it's Mark Cuban's legacy when he sold his companies and became a billionaire. And Michael Dell started Dell Computers out of a dorm room in Texas. And Bill Gates and Paul Allen and Mark Zuckerberg and all of these individuals. What's your legacy? You know, what's the latest thing you were turned down for that you thought, oh, that's the end of the world? That's it. Well, I better just go back to where I was. You know, maybe it just happened today. Maybe it just happened last week. You know, as of the date of this show, February 20th, 2014, we're only not even 2 months into the new year. Some people have already given up. Forget New Year's resolutions. 95% of those were sank by January 15th. But February 20th, not even 2 months into the new year, a lot of people's dreams were already dashed. Some said, man, the heck with it. I'm just going to give up and go back to what I was doing. I don't want to get my hopes up. Don't want to lose any more than I've already lost. You know, cut my losses. Cut my losses. Oh, my God. Some have said, yeah, let's take a time out. Regroup. All right. Think of a better plan. Others are just like, screw it, man. I'm just going to keep going. I got to stay on this road because the pain of going back is so much greater than the pain of moving forward. That's how all of our decisions are made. How much pain are we going to be in? How much pain are we going to go in? I just read two tweets from a guy not even 5 years ago. Instant billionaire. Didn't have a job. Got turned down by two different companies, Facebook and Twitter, and just ended up selling the company for $16 billion back to one of them. And that is an amazing story. And I wanted to share that with you today to inspire you. And also along with the advice that I gave Dr. Darren this morning, be unique. Celebrate who you are. Don't be a copy. Like the great Les Brown says, everybody is born an original, but unfortunately, most of us die as copies. Don't let that be you. Keep going. Stay with your dream. There's a marketplace out there for you. If somebody says no, that's good. Move on to the next. Next. They say no, you say next. They say no, you say next. The greatest 4-letter word you can learn as an entrepreneur, next, N-E-X-T. Just keep going, baby. Just keep going. Eventually, and I promise you this will happen for you. Eventually, the marketplace will see you. They will see your product. They will see your service. But more importantly, they're going to see you, your authenticity, the person who you are, the person that you became along the way to your Saturday. And they're going to say, I want to get closer to that person. I want to do business with them. I want to buy their business. I want to invest in them. And that's what it's all about. My name's Sam Crowley. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.